From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said there has been extensive and effective counterterrorism coordination between the two countries, primarily in dealing with Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. Earlier, he announced millions in financial initiatives for African entrepreneurs.
Today, I am proud to announce that not only did we make our goal, we surpassed it. We secured more than $1 billion in new commitments from banks, foundations, philanthropists, all to support entrepreneurs like you.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. is working with Kenya to confront threats to its prosperity and commended Kenyatta for committing to root out corruption. The Kurdish Workers' Party, outlawed by Turkey, the PKK, says its ceasefire with Turkey has ended after the Turkish government bombed its camps in Iraq. Turkey is also continuing its air offensive today against Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced a strike against Islamic State militants in Syria to reporters in Ankara. He said no one should doubt Turkey's determination and added that his government will not allow Turkey to be turned into a lawless country. Turkish jets started its attacks Friday, then carried out a second attack later in the day, entering Syrian airspace for the first time. No details have been given on how many and what Islamic State targets were hit. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, speaking at a press conference Saturday, promised no let-up in the operations. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. officials are denying a Wall Street Journal report that the Obama administration will release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard to ease tensions with Israel related to the Iran nuclear deal. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen El-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The Obama administration is expanding training of Ukrainian security forces in their fight against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the new training will take place in western Ukraine near the border with Poland.
This is going to be small unit training conducted by U.S. Army Europe for the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense personnel to help strengthen Ukraine's internal defense capabilities. It's similar, quite frankly, to our ongoing training of the National Guard, which we announced, last March.
Toner also said the focus for the U.S. continues to be non-lethal aid for Ukraine, and there are no plans to provide any weapons. The U.S. Defense Department is asking American citizens not to stand guard at military recruiting offices. After attacks on military recruiting centers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that killed five servicemen, Americans have been flocking to recruiting stations around the country to protect military personnel. The statement followed an incident at a military recruiting center in Lancaster, Ohio, in which a volunteer guard accidentally discharged his rifle. European regulators have approved a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing, assessment, and aid by the World Health Organization and putting it into desperately needing countries. It's hard to imagine the polio virus doing anything but harm, but researchers are now testing it for a positive new purpose to attack cancer cells in the brain. A Duke University team is researching by using a modified inactive poliovirus to infect tumor cells, which sets off an immune response that lasts for several months until often the tumor is gone for good. And Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has won a third term in office amid continued controversy over whether his reelection is constitutional. The U.S. government now saying that they are not sure that they believe that the election was fair, free, and therefore it may lack some credibility. The final results, according to election officials, were that Mr. Nkurunziza won 69% of the vote, closest rival 19. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.